Today is your day, friend.
Why? You have early payday thanks to Workers Credit Union. You're about to be the king of the office, the grand poobah. You get your paycheck 24 hours sooner. That means faster access to your hard-earned cash and going out for lunch while your coworkers brown bag a sad PB&J. You're banking like a bigwig now, baby. Visit WCU.com for more. Workers Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA and by MassShare Insurance Corporation.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Friends of Kevin Radio Show. The Friends of Kevin Radio Show helps promote businesses, nonprofits, and artists. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, send me an email to kevin@friendsofkevin.com. To learn more about the Friends of Kevin Networking Group and to see a list of upcoming events, visit the website at friendsofkevin.com. So excited today, I have Santa with us, Dan Greenlee from omsanta.org. Hey, Dan, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Kevin. I appreciate it.
So, Dan, when we met, I was fascinated by it, that you are actually a professional Santa. You know, and like I said, most people didn't, at least I didn't even know there was such a thing. So tell me, how does one become a professional Santa? How'd you get into it?
Well, as you say, most people, I tell them I'm Santa, they kind of chuckle. You know, I go to networking events and they'll say, well, what are you doing? I said, I'm Santa. And they chuckle. And, no, really, I am. And it's just that I had an opportunity. I think most Santas start this way. Somebody, a friend or somebody they knew said, hey, we need a Santa for an event. Why don't you come do it? And so, you know, I started thinking about it. I was looking for things to do. I had some time available, and I've always had an interest in performing, and I was a theater major in college and have worked with kids throughout my life as a coach and teacher and stuff. And so I just thought, hey, that sounds like fun. And actually, my father was a Santa years ago, so he wasn't like me. He didn't have the real beard or the real belly, but so – so I had a little bit of background in the family for that. And I just thought, you know, this would be kind of interesting. And the more I got into it, I enjoyed it a lot and started to learn more about being a Santa as a, you know, professionally, where you go out and do all kinds of events and get paid for them. And, you know, I've kind of, over the last 10 years, it's kind of evolved into a lifestyle almost where you're Santa all the time, and you have the opportunity to have a great time doing it.
Now, one of the things I never really gave a lot of thought to is picking a Santa, like you just said. A lot of times, exactly what you just said, hey, you know, Dan, you know, you got a beard and you're chunky, you should be Santa. And the suit fits you. That's how I get Santa.
No, they're not. I think that's one of the other things that for in terms of business, you know, when people are they suddenly think, oh, I need a Santa for this party or at home, or I'm going to have a business event, or I want to have a guy in a suit stand outside my store. And they really don't know where to look because just like you said, you don't even know there's people like me out there. And so, it's often a case where it's just somebody who looks the part and, you know, can ho, ho, ho and fits the suit. But there's a lot of difference between people like myself and a lot of the other Santas who take a very professional approach to it, where they go and do training to learn how to interact with kids, how to deal with tough questions, how to get great photos and, you know, and just how to entertain as Santa to make that event magical. Because for a lot of these kids, I mean, we are Santa. This is a big deal to meet Santa. And so we need to learn how to really be that child's real Santa. And then there's issues of, you know, how do you make your beard look good? You know, if you've got a gray beard, you know, you bleach it, or are there ways to whiten it up? If you don't have a real beard, you know, where do you find the good designer beards or theatrical beards that look good? And then even the suit, you know, having a nice looking suit. I mean, one of the things I get a lot is when clients call and want a book, they want to see photos because their concern is they want an authentic Santa. And, you know, I get stories all the time from people who say, well, you know, the guy down the road I hired and had him come in and he didn't know how to relate to the kids. He didn't look good. He, you know, it was just in and out as fast as he could. And, you know, those of us who are professional Santas take this very seriously. And people should really, when they go to hire somebody as Santa, make sure that they're finding somebody who does take it seriously and is professional. You know, one of the things I always suggest is they should ask them what kind of training they've gone through. The big one is, do they have a recent background check? Do they carry liability insurance? And what's their experience? What other events have they done? And certainly if you're hiring online or over the phone, you want to look at some photos because you want to see, does this Santa have a cheap suit they bought at Walmart and it's got that beautiful Naga hide belt and the, you know, they put on those boot toppers that just are like spats that cover their shoes, or, you know, is it just a really flannel suit, or do they have a really good looking suit and they look like Santa? And, you know, same thing with the beards and stuff. You want to make sure you get a Santa who looks the part, but then you also want one that you know has the experience and ability to make your event special. So you do need to spend some time shopping around and doing some comparison shopping.
Now, Dan, what type of skill sets do you need to be a good Santa?
Well, certainly depends on the events you're doing. I mean, everybody, a lot of times when I talk to people about being Santa, they'll say, well, I don't like kids, or, you know, or I'm not used to working with kids. And there are a lot of opportunities for Santa that don't involve children. I mean, there's business events, corporate parties, trade shows, things that you don't necessarily need to be dealing with kids as much as most events are. But certainly for most Santas, you need to have the ability to chat with kids, to know how to interact. You've got to have, you know, an outgoing personality and be able to connect with people, both adults and kids. And certainly, if you need to spend some time to learn kind of that history of Santa, the lore, what's kind of the standard expectation that people are going to have, you know, spend a lot of time watching videos and movies and stuff about Santa, because it never fails. You have a new movie come out and the first child in your lap goes, is it really true that so-and-so does such-and-so at the North Pole? And if you haven't seen the movie, you have no idea what they're talking about. So it's important that, you know, you spend some time learning about the social culture of Santa. But it's, you know, it's such a thing where you really need to be able to improvise, to be able to answer the questions, to do some good storytelling, you know, to be able to really tell a compelling story when a kid asks you a question, and just really, you know, have a personality that projects that Santa character. An important part of it is a lot of people think, well, it's just, you know, you're playing a role, you're a character, you're an actor, that's what you're doing. But there's a real difference with being Santa and playing a role in as another character, because Santa is a real person. You know, kids already know who he is. There's an element of expectation there. And as Santa, we're not there just to say the lines, ho, ho, ho. You really are not impersonating Santa. You're personifying. You really have to be Santa to make those people believe. And it's a fine point, but I've seen a lot of guys who are actors who go out and play Santa, and it's a whole different thing than when you're there face-to-face with a three-year-old and you need to be Santa.
Now, Dan, how much work is there out there for Santa? A lot of people don't realize this event's all year long. This isn't just a couple weeks in December and you're done, right?
Well, there's certainly the busy time for Santa is November and December. The weekends in December are just chock full. They book solid. But there are events through the years. Certainly Christmas in July is kind of a hot thing that comes up where businesses or campgrounds, especially a lot of them do events, or even, you know, youth groups and stuff will do Christmas in July. But then there are people that do birthday parties and, you know, they want Santa to come in. And I'm involved with a couple of organizations, and we do a lot of, like, community work and charity stuff where Santa comes to events as a group. I mean, our group will go and support the organization. So there's work throughout the year, but not that much. It's really November and December. And, I mean, a Santa can be booked solid on the weekends through from Thanksgiving to Christmas and do as many events a day as they want. There are days where I leave the house at 8 o'clock and won't be back till 11. And I'm going to one event after another and, you know, spending the whole day in the suit. And there is
again,
a shortage.
The question you get all the time.
Yep, go ahead.
Is exactly that. How much money do you make? You know, that's what people want to know, unfortunately. You want me to go out and be Santa? How much money can I make on this? Is it profitable?
Well, I think the thing that surprises people, and often I'll talk to somebody about, you know, somebody with a nice beard, and I'll say, oh, do you do Santa? Oh, no, you know. Or they volunteer at the local school or church or something. And I'll say, well, you should really consider it because there's a shortage of Santas and there's a real demand. And then in December, you can do really well. And they'll say, well, you know, what is it, like $25 an hour? And it's like, no, the typical rate for a Santa is anywhere from $150 to $300 an hour. And of course, if it's a long-term commitment, it's a lot less. The mall Santas, you know, they're typically probably on an hourly basis are breaking down to $25 to $35 an hour. But for special events and going out and doing house parties and business events, I mean, you're really talking typically $150 up per hour for those events. And then Christmas Eve, kind of double that again because the demand is so high and there's just such a shortage. So a Santa can make in December on weekends, you know, somebody who's out there doing it all the time could be making $7,000-$8,000 without having to work 24 hours a day. You know, there are others who make more, and there are others who do it more because they enjoy being Santa, and they do it for volunteer purposes or, you know, they do nonprofit events, those kinds of things. But for the professional Santa who is out there and is good, easily it's $150 to $300 an hour. Of course, I'm glad you said, what are you get because the profitability becomes an issue because Santas are also spending a lot of money on their suits. I mean, some suits run, you know, you get a custom made suit, it's going to be $2,000-$3,000. Those who have really the fancy theatrical beard of real hair, I mean, those sets can go for $1,000. Even just a belt and a buckle, you're talking a couple of $100 for that. So, you know, there's a lot of expense that goes into that. And then those who need to bleach their beards have to take care of that, go to the stylist and do that. You know, there's just so many expenses and going to Santa school or going to a training program, all those costs come up. So it sounds like a lot, but it's because we do spend a lot to become what we are. And even, you know, we pay insurance for the year and do background checks and everything else. So
So Dan, we got about 30 seconds left. I need to grab your contact info. Yeah, just give me your contact info and remind people that there is a need for Santas if you're interested to reach out to you.
Yeah.
Go.
It's imsanta.org. I have a website. It's imsanta.org. And that's the best way to reach me is go through my website, or you can also find me on Facebook. I have a Facebook page as well.
Great. Dan, I really appreciate you taking the time to call on the show. And as always, thanks for being my friend.
Thanks, Kevin. It's always good to be your
friend.
Have a
good day.
Thanks. Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Take 10 for Boston's 10. Take Phil and Shannon to go.
Take live streaming breaking news.
Take 10 and get your news local and live.
Download the NBC 10 Boston app today. Boston's 10, news to go.
Hey guys, quick reminder, don't miss America's number one singing competition, The Voice.
Or TV's number one drama, This Is Us.
Or the one new show everyone is buzzing about.
New Amsterdam.
You can find them all tonight on NBC.
How convenient is that?
Take 10 for Boston's 10. Take Phil and Shannon to go.
Take live streaming breaking news.
Take 10 and get your news local and live.
Download the NBC 10 Boston app today. Boston's 10, news to go.
Hey guys, quick reminder, don't miss America's number one singing competition, The Voice.
Or TV's number one drama, This Is Us.
Or the one new show everyone is buzzing about.
New Amsterdam.
You can find them all tonight on NBC.
How convenient is that?